This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
We first come to know our next guest as one of the lead vocalists for New York's Monarchs of High Camp, the Scissor Sisters, Mr. Jake Shears. Thank you for joining us this morning and welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Very good. Look, Jake, we're so excited to talk to you today about your up-and-coming trip back down under. But before we do, I want to ask you about Scissor Sisters. Your music had always been a very high energy. You know, your live performances were fantastic, extravagant. While many of the Scissor Sisters songs dealt with themes in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, let's think about Filthy Gorgeous, Take Your Mama Out, about coming out of your closet. Was it a conscious decision to shine a light on LGBT issues, or is it just how the music came?
I think I had no other choice. Sometimes people have asked me in the past, like, because this was, 16 years ago when we were starting out. People have asked me, was there any way that you would have been in a closet when you started making music, or was that a conscious decision? I just don't think I had any, I really can't help it but just to be myself. And that's kind of how I've always been since I was a kid. And all those songs just came out very naturally and without necessarily a lot of intense forethought or analyzation. I would have no other choice. I think the reason why my music works in a certain way, or the way I hope it works, is because it's got a point of view. I had a poet that I was working with in college named Sekou Sundiata, and he told me once something that I've always kept with me all my life. And he said, writing about your life and time is the most important stuff that you will ever write. And it's the stuff that people respond to, and it's what people will connect with.
Well,
and
definitely.
I always took that to heart, and I still take it to heart when I write music. So that's kind of where that comes from, I think.
Well, when there's honesty coming out from your music, us as listeners also can appreciate it, also take it on board and take the journey with you. So that's great to hear.
Jake, your fourth album, Magic Hour, was released in 2012. In October 2012, you announced that you'd be taking a break, and then you released your first single in 2017 in 5 years. Is there more music on the way?
Well, I got the solo record. I have a whole album that came out in August. So I've been touring. I just finished a tour in America. I'm just finally getting back to after all this stuff that I've been doing the last couple of years, I'm just getting underway now with I'm just starting to write some new music again. Actually, Baby Daddy from Scissor Sisters is going to be at my house within 24 hours, and we're going to be writing new music.
Oh, excellent.
I don't necessarily think it's going to be for Scissor Sisters, but we're going to be, we still write together, and there's going to be tons of new music in the future, and maybe a fun surprise even in the next couple months.
Good to hear. Because, we're looking at here, it's very busy 12 months for yourself. You packed up, you moved down to New Orleans, your autobiography book called Boys Keep Swinging, your first self-titled album, which is going to critical acclaim. It's been a very busy time, but so you kind of left and went to New Orleans. Were you trying to escape, or were you trying to find a whole new sound?
Both, I think. I split my time now between LA and New Orleans. I actually went down to New Orleans 3 years ago, and I live in both places, and I just got back to LA for the first time really this whole last year. I'm finally home with my dog, but I needed to shake things up, and that was New Orleans is a place that I'd always dreamed about living in, and it's a city that I love very much, and it's really special to me. So I also didn't know anybody there. I had no personal history there. I didn't have any family there, any friends, and that was really good for me. I think it's good to shake stuff up and go new places. And I just turned 40 years old a couple months ago, and I don't know. I think that's going to be something that's kind of in my blood. I have a hard time really staying in one place. I'm constantly moving around and putting myself in different environments and scenarios. And I just think it's a really important thing for my just for my own creativity. And you know, I never really want to kind of sit around in one spot.
Well, Jake, you said you've just turned 40. Let me tell you, like, good wine, mate. You're aging very well. You're looking great.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I don't know if my belly would agree with you. I don't know if my abs agree with you, but...
Well, you do like to wear very little on stage, so we do get to see quite a lot of you quite often.
It's true. Although this last tour, I was in a leotard, so which basically kind of like work as Spanx in a way. My legs are looking all right now. So I could, you know, I gave a lot of leg on this last tour.
Yeah. Look, Jake, we're so excited to see that you're coming back to Australia in early 2019 to perform with Australia's goddess, Kylie Minogue. Now, this is not your first time that you guys have played together in Australia. I was lucky enough to be at a Scissor Sisters concert, I think 2010 at Festival Hall, where secret special guest Kylie jumped on stage and joined you. Are we in for something similar?
It was so much fun.
Oh, great concert. I mean, the energy you guys...
Oh, you know what? I think we're going to have like all... I think we've definitely got some surprises up our sleeve. We're just so excited. I kind of can't believe it. I think it's going to be... so much fun. I think, you know, it's sort of a long time coming. I mean, she and I have had an incredible friendship for, you know, 15 plus years now. And we've always had a great friendship and a creative relationship. And, you know, she's like my sister. And so I think it's going to be, it's very special that we get to play these shows together. And I think it's a really special time in both of our lives. And we're really excited about it. I mean, when we were kind of dreaming it up, you know, I was in her kitchen about 3 or 4 months ago, and we were just sitting there being like, God, like, how do we get this to happen? And, you know, and we got it to happen. So, yeah, I think it's something that we're both excited about. I know she is. I definitely am.
Well, we are so excited. I know myself a huge Kylie Minogue fan. I cannot wait. We've already got our tickets. Now, are we going to see you performing any of your own shows, or are you just going to be, you know, following the goddess around Australia?
I think I'm just going to be doing stuff with her, although, you know, stuff might pop up. You know, there's definitely, like days between shows and stuff. There's definitely a possibility. I mean, there's nothing in the books yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if a special thing popped up here or there while I was down there.
Well, good. Well, we'll be waiting to hang out. Very excited. Jake, we all can't wait to see you here in Melbourne, which will be in March. Tickets for Kylie Minogue featuring Jake Shears will be at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on March the 13th, and there are only a few still available, so you better run out and grab them from Ticket Tech very soon.
Cool. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, and we can't wait to see you.
Take care, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.